wouldn't say it's epidemic yet, because it's a technical definition there, but we are seeing a significant increase in the number of cases. They have doubled over the last 2 weeks, and we're seeing that in terms of, anecdotally, we know it on the street, the attendances at GPs, the attendances at hospitals, and also we're seeing small outbreaks in nursing homes and residential community hospitals.
Do we know what the uptake of the flu vaccine is, if it's low or if that's contributing to this peak?
In terms of the general public, we don't have the final figures yet, but we're looking at around 60% uptake at this stage, which is a very good figure. We're seeing less the healthcare profession, as you know, from other media reports. The vaccine is an effective vaccine, but what we're seeing in terms of the virus that's circulating, it's group A with the subtype H3N3. I'm not going to get into the details, but that's what's circulating. And that historically has affected the elderly more. And unfortunately, while the vaccine is a very effective vaccine, its effectiveness does decrease as you get older. So therefore, even though someone who's elderly might have got the vaccine, it may not protect them 100% against this virus. What it might do is get rid of the worst aspects of the infection, so they don't get a bad infection. So it's still worthwhile for the elderly to get the vaccine.
Beneficial nonetheless then. Now, you mentioned healthcare professionals. I've seen figures where the uptake has been as low as 20%. Well, when they're engaging, I'm not going to make any judgment call on that because I'm not a doctor. It seems incredibly low and wouldn't certainly necessarily encourage me. Like, if they're not getting it, why should I get it? Do you know that sort of way? There could be that attitude?
I know, you know, that the rate, uptake rate varies among the different groups of health professionals. The health professionals are like the public in that people say, oh, I got the vaccine last year and I still got the flu, and stories like that. And I think it's important to differentiate between the flu, which is you're in bed, you have aches and pains, you're not interested in what happens outside, in the outside world, you just want to get over it, and you look after yourself, you take painkillers, pain relief, you make sure you're drinking so you don't become dehydrated. And if you get very, very ill, contact your GP to see if there's anything else you need. The ordinary sort of what I call the man flu, where you're the sniffles, you feel off, but you can still function. That is not real flu, and it's not protected by the flu vaccine.
You generally know when you've got the flu, don't you?
Because you know you got the flu, but some people mix up the two and they say, I got the flu, which is what I call the man flu. That isn't protected by the vaccine. The vaccine does protect you against the real flu, and we're trying to keep getting that message across. And you need it every year because the viruses change every year. We know the risk groups that need it, the over 65s, younger people with heart problems, asthma, etc., diabetes, people who've on chemotherapy, and also those who are pregnant or might become pregnant this year, because unfortunately, pregnant women, if they get the flu, they can get very sick very quickly.
And healthcare professionals, of course.
And healthcare professionals. Yeah. For a number of reasons. Number one, stop them getting sick, stop them infecting their family, and also for them to not infect the people they're caring for and to be available to care for those people who do get the flu.
Especially since they, depending on what area they work in, are the ones that could see numerous vulnerable people over the course of the day. That's what I can't get my head around as to why. And as I say, you know, I'm not a medical professional by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, we have done a lot of work in the last year to try and encourage and facilitate the uptake. One of my colleagues, Louise Doherty, Dr. Louise Doherty, has spent the last number of months trying to encourage people, give information, get rid of the myths around why you shouldn't get the vaccine and why you should get the vaccine, and also promoting what we're calling peer vaccinators, where, say, a nurse, you get a small team of nurses, and they can immunise their other colleagues, nurses, doctors, lab staff, etc., so that we get the vaccination clinics in lots of areas, and that is working.
And Minister Harris has not ruled out making it compulsory, which I presume that's a road no one wants to go down, but there are other vaccines that...
No one wants to go down that road. I think I don't want to go into even think about the IR issues that could arise there. I think what we're better off saying, it is a safe vaccine. It is a very effective vaccine in terms of healthcare worker. Be selfish and get it so that you don't get infected, you don't infect your family, and then for the health service, that you're available to work and care for the people who can't get the vaccine or where the vaccine hasn't worked and do get ill.
Right, Doug.
Two reasons there.
Yeah, that's now... and I appreciate you commenting on that. Maybe we could get back, because I took it in a different direction, back to the actual flu itself now.
Okay.
And what would be useful advice that you could give our listeners that you think could make sure that they have, you know, they get the care if they need it, but at the same time, you know, they're not necessarily filling up GPs waiting rooms in the emergency department?
Okay. The vast majority of people will survive at home in terms of symptomatic treatment, pain relief, Lemsip, paracetamol, whatever works for them, and make sure they eat and drink so they don't become dehydrated and have a bit of energy. Some people, either with a predisposing condition or if they're elderly, might need a bit of assistance with eating and drinking, etc. And their family should be looking after them to make sure they don't get very ill and don't get a secondary infection. And if they're not recovering or get very sick very quickly, talk to the GP and see the need further assessment by the GP.